Maybe I'm not smart enough. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 87. This is the podcast where we are reading through the Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb. I'm your host. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Today our reading is Psalms chapters 36 through 38. If you'd like to know what Bible translation I'm using today, head on over to bible.lifespringmedia.com and find episode number 87. LifeSpring Media is listener supported. I take no outside advertisers, so I need your help to produce the podcasts and pay the bills. You can find out more at lifespringmedia.com/support. Thank you. Our loving Heavenly Father, as we open your word today, I pray that you would speak to each one who hears. Open our hearts, Lord. Open our ears to hear and our eyes to see what you have for us today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 36. An evil man is rebellious to the core. He does not fear God, for he is too proud to recognize and give up his sin. The words he speaks are sinful and deceitful. He does not care about doing what is wise and right. He plans ways to sin while he lies in bed. He is committed to a sinful lifestyle. He does not reject what is evil. O Lord, your loyal love reaches to the sky, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your justice is like the highest mountains, your fairness like the deepest sea. You preserve mankind in the animal kingdom. How precious is your loyal love, O God! The human race finds shelter under your wings. They are filled with food from your house, and you allow them to drink from the river of your delicacies. For you are the one who gives and sustains life. Extend your loyal love to your faithful followers, and vindicate the morally upright. Do not let arrogant men overtake me, or let evil men make me homeless. I can see the evildoers. They have fallen. They have been knocked down and are unable to get up. Psalm chapter 37. Do not be agitated by evildoers. Do not envy those who do wrong, for they wither quickly like grass and wilt like tender green plants. Trust in the Lord and do what is good. Dwell in the land and live securely. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act, making your righteousness shine like the dawn, your justice like the noonday. Be silent before the Lord and wait expectantly for Him. Do not be agitated by one who prospers in his way, by the man who carries out evil plans. Refrain from anger and give up your rage. Do not be agitated. It can only bring harm. For evildoers will be destroyed, but those who put their hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while, and the wicked person will be no more. Though you look for him, he will not be there. But the humble will inherit the land and will enjoy abundant prosperity. The wicked person schemes against the righteous and gnashes his teeth at him. The Lord laughs at him because he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and strung the bow to bring down the afflicted and needy and to slaughter those whose way is upright. Their swords will enter their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. The little that the righteous man has is better than the abundance of many wicked people. For the arms of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord supports the righteous. The Lord watches over the blameless all their days, and their inheritance will last forever. They will not be disgraced in times of adversity. They will be satisfied in days of hunger, but the wicked will perish. The Lord's enemies, like the glory of the pastures, will fade away. They will fade away like smoke. The wicked man borrows and does not repay, but the righteous one is gracious and giving. Those who are blessed by him will inherit the land, but those cursed by him will be destroyed. A man's steps are established by the Lord, and he takes pleasure in his way. Though he falls, he will not be overwhelmed, because the Lord holds his hand. I have been young, and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous abandoned, or his children begging for bread. He is always generous, always lending, and his children are a blessing. Turn away from evil and do what is good and dwell there forever. For the Lord loves justice and will not abandon his faithful ones. They are kept safe forever, but the children of the wicked will be destroyed. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it permanently. The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom. His tongue speaks what is just. The instruction of his God is in his heart. His steps do not falter. The wicked one lies in wait for the righteous and seeks to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in the power of the wicked one or allow him to be condemned when he is judged. Wait for the Lord and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. You will watch when the wicked are destroyed. I have seen a wicked, violent man, well-rooted like a flourishing native tree. Then I passed by and noticed he was gone. I searched for him, but he could not be found. Watch the blameless and observe the upright, for the man of peace will have a future. But transgressors will all be eliminated. The future of the wicked will be destroyed. The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord their refuge in a time of distress. The Lord helps and delivers them. He will deliver them from the wicked and will save them because they take refuge in him. Psalms chapter 38. O Lord, do not angrily punish me or discipline me in your wrath. Your arrows have struck me. Your hand has struck me hard. No healthy spot is left on my body because of your rage. There is no peace in my bones because of my sin. My guilt has overwhelmed me. Like a heavy load, it is more than I can bear. My wounds smell rotten. They fester because of my stupidity. I am bent over and bowed down very low. All day I walk around in mourning. My insides are filled with burning pain, and no healthy spot is left on my body. I am numb and completely devastated. I roar because my heart's in turmoil. You know all my desires, O Lord, and my groaning has not been hidden from you. My heart is pounding. I have lost my strength. Even the light of my eyes has left me. My loved ones and my friends keep their distance, and my relatives stand far away because of my sickness. Those who seek my life lay traps for me. Those who are out to harm me talk about ruining me. All day long they think of ways to deceive me. But I am like a person who cannot hear, and like a person who cannot speak. I am like one who cannot hear, and who can offer no arguments. But I wait with hope for you, O Lord. You will answer, O Lord my God. I said, "Do not let them gloat over me. When my foot slips, do not let them promote themselves at my expense. I am ready to fall. I am continually aware of my pain. I confess my guilt. My sin troubles me. My mortal enemies are growing stronger. Many hate me for no reason. They pay me back with evil instead of good, and they accuse me because I try to do what is good. Do not abandon me, O Lord. O my God, do not be so distant from me. Come quickly to help me, O Lord, my Savior." Psalm 36 reaffirms something for me that I've often thought of. In verses 1 through 5, David talks about the evil man and how he acts, what he does. And in verse 4, David says, "He plans ways to sin while he lies in bed. He's committed to a sinful lifestyle. He does not reject what is evil." Now, I'm far from perfect. In fact, there are times that I feel, like the Apostle Paul, that I am the chief of sinners. But I'm constantly amazed by how thieves and liars devise schemes. When I hear how they do things to accomplish their evil deeds, I can hardly believe it. How do they come up with such twisted plans? I could never think that way. It's incredible. When, for example, I hear about some scheme that someone used to embezzle money or con some old person out of their life savings, I'm shocked at how they did it. My mind just doesn't work that way. I mean, they had to really think in great detail to come up with their plans. Like I said, my mind just doesn't work like that. Now, please don't misunderstand. I'm not saying that I'm without sin. It's just that my brain doesn't think like that. Maybe I'm not smart enough. I like to think, though, that because the Holy Spirit lives in me, He protects me from such thoughts. As a matter of fact, in chapter 37, verse 4, David says, Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires. Now, the way I understand that verse is this. David is not saying that God will give you whatever you want, but that if you delight in Him, He will cause your heart to desire what pleases Him. He will give you your heart's desires. I have my own share of failures, to be sure, but in my half century of following Him, man, I'm old, I have discovered, like David, that real joy is found in staying as close as I can to God, and I'm so very thankful that I'm His. Beloved, if you don't have that kind of relationship with Him, I encourage you with everything that is in me to reach out to Him now and ask Him to give you a thirst to know Him, to follow Him, to delight in Him. I invite your comments. If you'd like to know more about how you can know God, write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Our scripture reading tomorrow is Job 25 and 26. If you haven't already, please take a look at lifespringmedia.com/support. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.